کوئی ضرورت تھی. وداؤٹ ریڈنگ بھکتی رسام سندھو اسپیشلی اجول نین منی اینڈ اسپیشلی ودرتھ مادھو اینڈ للت مادھو اینی ون کینٹ نو واٹ از رسکتا اینڈ واٹ از رسک شیکھر. At first we should know what is a Rasi. And before this we should know what is a Ras, then a Rasi, and then a Rasik Shekhar. Ras means Krishna is object of prema. Father and mother, Nanda Baba Yashoda, gopis and especially Srimati Radhika, and Sakhar, Sidam, Sudam, Vasudam, Isto, Lavanga, Subal, Lavanga, there are Sakhar. So, they are called the Ragatmik Bhakta. Rag is there in their heart. And Krishna wants to enjoy the essence of all this in highest way, because he is a Rasik Shekhar. Rasik Shekhar, Rasik Krishna goes to cow herding. Sakhar is them. Father, mother are coming to farewell. And gopis are also hiding here and there on the roof of the palace, in the kung, everywhere they are standing, watching towards Krishna. Krishna making any fun? Anyhow, he goes to a very recently married gopi and seeing towards her, he makes any cough to run there. And Krishna also goes, that no one can guess what Krishna is doing. He at once reaches to that gopi and took his clothes and gives it to such a gift to the here. Pick up that gopi and taking his heart at once goes to cow herd. Gopi gives Krishna takes everything of that gopi, even her heart, and she becomes without heartless and standing there. This is Rasi. Srimad Bhagavat, Srimad Ras Lila is essence of all these things. Now Krishna wants to enjoy all the Ras Nidya. Nidya means essence of all these. Why? Because he will enjoy himself. This is his own कार्य, उनका अपना कार्य है, his own work, and he wants to give this proud work, sprinkle, to others. Those with two things are of his Sarupanubandhi. Sarupanubandhi means natural, but yet to have some speciality. One, he wants to enjoy, and second, to give others. But yet, these two occur by his own Swarup Shakti. So both are important, and the main reason for coming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. No? But After what it has been said, that whole world, when he wanted to come, whole world was covered with Aishwaryamayi bhakti. What is Aishwarya? That Krishna is Lord of Lords, Himself Krishna, Himself Bhagavan. No? And we are very little dark of Krishna, ignorant. And we should serve Krishna. Krishna says, and thinks in his heart that I love it, I want it, but I don't be controlled by them. Understand? I will be controlled only if anyone without this Aishwaryamayi bhakti, that Krishna is Himself God, Swayam Bhagavan. But if anyone treat me like his friend, Sakha, and if anyone takes me as his dear son, he loves his child, Mani Krishna, sometimes, but
chastises,
sometimes
binds
his robe. You are not a good child, you are not a good boy, you are thief, naughty, and so on. And if a Priya means
beloved,
is telling that you are so naughty, you are thief, and after that you are lumpat. Lumpat means
devotee.
Devotee and dhurta. Dhurta means
rascal.
No. Not rascal. If anyone sits like this, I become in control of that kind of bhakta. And I want to test the Rasni Jat of the same tree, and mostly that Madhukar, Srimati Radhika. I like it. Je jathan mam prapadante, tat thaivo bhajamna. But yet I want that thing. I want to taste and get something sprinkled to them. Now Krishna Das Kaviraj, Goswami is explaining this thing. And you should understand, sometimes in ISKCON temples and here and there I have given something, I have spoken something about Swamiji. But I am so much sorry that some of ISKCON devotees and leaders could not follow me. Like Hanuman, like others, like Arjun, like the Parikar of associates of Krishna in Dwarka and Ramachandra and all others. If Hanuman and the Uddhav, not Uddha but all others associates of Dwarka would be in Vrindavan and Yashoda may bending the hands of Krishna, what they will do? They will take their gada to and will try to beat them. If Gopi is telling to Krishna that come on, and rub my feet, I am so much tired, then what Hanuman or Arjun they will do? That they will understand they are doing
disrespect
to my Prabhu. That is the case with me. I want to more and more glorify Swamiji, but some ISKCON leaders, they don't have all ideas from their Prabhupada, and they could not understand their Prabhupada. They think this thing to me, that he is not
respecting
Swamiji. He was my Shikshya Guru, but he was also my friend. They should not think that I should treat as they are treating to their master. I have something special than them. But they don't realize these things. So I am sorry, and I tell them to excuse me for this fault. So I am going to tell something by this. What I told before. Again, I am coming to the mool, same point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when came to this world, Akshan Krishna, Swayam himself Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan comes, Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar comes to this world. Ramachandra, Dwarka is Krishna, Mathura is Krishna, even Narayan, even Karnat Desai, Garbha Desai and Khiro Desai says all the fractions of Krishna comes in Krishna, in Brajendanandan Shyam Sundar. And Shyam Sundar is himself Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only Krishna. Krishna Brajendanandan with Srimati Radhika combined is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is also a special to Radhika and Krishna also. When he will come, all the factions, Mathura is Krishna, Dwarka is Krishna, Narayan, Baladev Prabhu, Three Purushavatars, Karnat Desai, Garbha Desai, Khiro Desai, Sadashi, all will, Mahavishnu, all will be in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining also that when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he killed Putana. When he killed Akasur, Bakasur, Kamsa, and all other demons, Krishna did not kill them. Who killed? Vishnu. No? Vishnu killed, actually. Krishna only tested Ras and from Varn to Vrindavan up to Leela in Vrindavan, Braja, in Radhakund, Shyamkund, Nandagaon, Varsana, all three places. Krishna actually did. But at the fact he killed the demons, they were killed by not Krishna himself but by Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Who Mahavishnu? Mahavishnu means Garbha Desai or Khiro Desai. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, he defeated Kesava Kasmir. No? Very strange thing. He was a very kishore balak, reading and teaching only Vyakaran Shastra. And he defeated the whole world famous that Kesava Kasmir. And whole Navadvipa. He was conquering whole world and coming to Navadvipa. So all were very courageous. Hearing from that Kesava Kasmir. And they sent to this little boy reading and teaching Vyakaran. And Mahaprabhu in a low moment at once defeated him. And he could not speak a word. He was so strange the thing for whole world. How it happened? Again see, he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, defeated Raj Sarvam Bhattacharya. He was the best learned person in the whole world at that time. He is with sannyas to others, two sannyasis also, but to new persons. And he has told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I will give you another sannyas and I will give you in better quality of sannyasi. Puri Bharati, in this Puri, Aranya, Giri, all these best qualities of sannyas. But he was also defeated in a moment and all were so much in a strange how it happened. He again defeated Prakashananda Saraswati with 16,000 of his disciples. Again he went to South India and he touched a Kusht Vyadhi, leprosy person, and he became like very pitiful for devata, demigod. Like Indra and all of us. Like Kuber Putra. Very beautiful. It was also a strange thing. Went to Puri and moved everywhere and he preached the name everywhere. These are certainly a very strange manajyapa. But who did it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Radha and Krishna Jugal, or anyone else did it? Who did? Mahavishnu did all these things. No? Understand? No, these are not the business of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? You should understand this. His business was what? Rasnijyas and to get some principle to all others. Not these all things, strange things were of Mahavishnu because he was Yugavatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Yugavatar. But why he did? Because worldly persons, general persons, those who are not a Rasi, Vaishnava, or Tattvic, they don't know Tattva, they have not gone to association with any Vaishnava, they think that this is very good thing. To preach whole world the name of Krishna and to give Gita Sandesh is the whole thing. This was done by only you should know. So, I want to say that your Prabhupada has given this thing, only this thing and not beyond this thing, then he was only the servant of Mahavishnu, not of Krishna. It seems that a strange devotee in a strange thing said, but for them who are ignorant, but those who are wise enough and they have gone in a succession of any Rasik Vaishnav Bhavuk Bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who like Raya Ramananda, like Sarup Damodar, like Rupa Goswami, and like Raghunath Das Goswami, and their generation up to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada and my Gurudev. Those have given their hearts to them and they have realized anything very little, then they can realize it. Sometimes in his own or other places, I want to tell the whole world or his own leader that your Prabhupada has come from them, from whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has come to give the same thing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give. But they don't want to move an inch up. messengers means and tell them means that what you are today. They cannot allow you to tell you that he is the part and parcel and he is the parikar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasa Raj Mahabhava. Perhaps they have no mind to think of it. So some of them are against me. Also those who associate with Kamalakrishna Swamiji, Giriraj Swami, and some others, they also have begun to be opposite to them and to preach against them. But I think they are bahut hi karuna ke patra hai. They are they are a person to be given mercy to them. I think you should realize all these things. At first, if any temple is going on, we'll have to clear the ground at first. The thorns are there, having the trees having thorns, useless, to be cut and to dig some land. But if there is tamal tree, we should try to save it. We should not cut this. क्या बंद हो गया? अरे जल्दी कहो. We should come again. And if you Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was telling that if there is a very beautiful Kamal tree, and if there is a stone, like a stone, but not a stone Giridhar, he should not come there. And he should stop there. And then erect a very good temple there. But to dig and to sleep is not everything. To dig for basement of this big temple is not everything. So Swamiji has at first cleared the atmosphere.
Prepared the ground
by preaching name, and the sandesh of Gita is prepared. It was so, bahut jaruri tha ye kaam. It was so important for. Without this, he could not have given this thing. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first preached the whole world Krishna name, and he did voice now that all will understand his inner mood. Otherwise, anyone cannot. So he has done this task, and it was so necessary for that world, for whole world. He has done. But he has not done everything by that doing. It was only basement.
Foundation.
After he began to erect the temple. How? By writing his book. In no time, very, very, very short time, he completed Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, best works are the Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And I think if he was alive for more 1 or 2 years, he has completed Srimad Bhagavatam, he has completed Ujjival Nilmani, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Siddhartha Madhava, and all other books which are necessary to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ras, Rasik, and Rasik Shekhar. But
are deprived of that, he could not complete it his work. Because Prabhu, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him that it is enough. You should return to my service. Without you, I cannot live. He was feeling separation, he called him. So not much time. I have taken so much time. So, all these corn leaders should understand this fact, and they should excuse me for what I have done fall to their feet. I very humbly beg pardon to their feet. They should not be angry to me. I want to glorifying him more and more. But I am unfortunate that I have not understand this. One day, if they will go here, ekantik, if they are pure hearted हैं, if they are pure hearted, sincere, if they are fully sincere, serving his Prabhupada, then one day he will come and they will be fortunate to understand these things. They want to bind Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, in their little mentality. That mentality is not out of Maya. I am not telling to all. They want to consider Prabhupada in their thoughts. They want to imprison them. Is not to be imprisoned. They should think that what we think, Prabhupada is not only that, he is beyond our thinking, so much beyond. In lakhs of times, lakhs of births, they can come to this point. That what Prabhupada and why he has come to this world. And one day they will realize this thing, if we are so fortunate that he was near and dear to Srimati Radhika and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for only getting to this world, this message, he has given all his things. Nirm Prachar, Gita Sandesh, and Vaidhi Bhakti, for only ground making
the ground
and foundation. We have not known everything. We are, one person has told that by initiation it is beginning thing, very beginning level. We have to go so much, so we should not think that we have known everything. We have known nothing. Like Brahma has told, Jananta eva janantu bhukim me bhakta me na prabho manso bhakto bhato vai bhaunta
vato. They only know how high the mountain is, but they don't know how deep it is. He gives that example. They only know how high the mountain is, but not how deep it is.
You should tell people.
You tell people. So you get your example.
They know how high the mountain is, but they don't know how deep it is. they know only, but they see that how high is mountain, but how deep it is, they should know how deep it is. These are the deepest things. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Radhaya pranay mahima kirtisho anaiva asvado jenadbhut madhurima kirtisho amadiyah. This teaching. And to preach And to give these things and the sparkles of these things from Rupa Goswami and up to our Gurudev, all these acharyas, they are Shakti, Gaura Shakti, Krishna Shakti, they are. That in, but they have come in this another shape. In order to understand, make understand that we are general person like this world. But actually they are not different things. They are very beloved to their Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the main purpose was they are coming to this world to give these things to a special person in this world. What is the mood of Krishna?